preaching Christ from all of Scripture. This is Abounding Grace. You join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon for a time of rightly dividing the word of truth.
Thank you for tuning in today to Abounding Grace Radio. Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church, and we are continuing our study in John chapter 19 in the passion of our Lord. As Jesus goes to the cross, there's nothing more serious than our study of this. And that's what my plea is, to remember that the church today is just silly. And this is very important, that we understand what our Lord had to endure, what he had to do to pay for our sin. And so think of the situation that's presented to us here. In John chapter 19, they have scourged Jesus. It was an awful form of torture. They have put upon him a crown of thorns. They have dressed him in a robe of mockery. They have given him a reed as a rod to mock his kingship. And as this is going on, verse 3, they all filed in and did a march. And as they marched, they began to punch him with their hands as they chanted out, "Hail, King of the Jews." What an awful moment. Each took a turn, giving our Lord a blow to the face. This is horrible. Think of who they are doing this to. Pilate comes out again and says, "I find no fault in him." Pilate was hoping one thing: if he humiliated Jesus enough, the entire mob would just calm down and Pilate would not have to execute a man he knows there's no real charge against. So this is now publicly exposed in verse 5. We read, "Then Jesus came out wearing a crown of thorns and a purple robe, and Pilate said to them, 'Behold the man.'" The judgment hall was constructed in such a way that it faced the street and it sat on a raised platform in front of the main street, very similar to a terrace and patio, so that everyone could stand by and see this judgment seat that was there when Pilate rendered a judgment. Pilate brings out Jesus. You imagine the sight. Here's our Lord covered with blood, gashing wounds, exposing veins and arteries. Blood is all over his body, neck and back. And there sits on his head a crown of thorns and a robe of mockery. Scourging, so painful, you can barely hold yourself up. Imagine the mob, all the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the pastors, the scribes, and the multitudes of the people. What do I expect at this point? You know what I expect? I expect some help. I expect some compassion, some cry of mercy. Pilate says, "Behold, here's the man. Look at him. Is this enough, Jews? Do you need more than this? I've dealt with him. Won't you show him some pity? He's been treated beyond anything that he deserves. He's been scourged. This enough?" I read the most ominous, painful words I read in the whole Bible in verse 6. "Therefore, when the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, 'Crucify him! Crucify him!'" Not enough, Pilate. We want you to give him the most painful death possible. We want you to nail his body to those crosses you put up for criminals. You keep him there until he suffers a long, slow death so that we never see him again. Crucify him. I believe John wants us to see how bad human depravity is. Listen, I said yesterday, this is why we preach about sin. Pastors who avoid talking about how awful sin is, how cursed sin is by God, what God's view of sin is, the wrath of God, judgment, his holiness, they avoid these things. Imagine what Jesus thinks of that. The very thing that caused this bloody, horrifying death, facing the wrath of God for judgment for sins. And pastors don't want to talk about what caused that? You see, we have to. This is showing us human depravity. This is showing us how bad things are. They looked at him all gory and bloody and torn and flogged and wounded. Not enough, Pilate. Not enough. You know, I don't know how many of you in the past week, in the past months, have seen this whole thing in Libya unfold. And then you see Gaddafi's death. If any of you saw it, how did you feel? Felt so barbaric. It was awful. The first thing, you know, was that this king is covered with blood. And did you see the rage of the mob? So angry, they punched him. You could hear the blows. They dragged him. They put bullets in his body and he died. You know how I felt when I saw that? If everything they said of him was true, that was one of the most wicked kings ever to live on the face of the earth. You know how I still felt watching that? I had a reaction. No man should die that way. He deserved a trial. I can never agree with just anarchy and vigilante justice. The treatment of someone without being heard like that, I had pity on him. Why? Because the light of the gospel has taught me to cry mercy as I've received mercy, knowing that I am bad to the bone. Islam and that kind of behavior that shows itself as a murderous religion, completely and totally out of control and in the darkness and control of the devil, murdering and slaughtering people. All of that teaches us just what our human nature is like. Here's Jesus. Gaddafi can't even be said in the same sentence, his name. Jesus Christ is pure, never lifted a finger to hurt anyone, spoke only truth, was completely pure within, never sinned, never abused someone's made in God's image. True God of true God, God's gift to the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, who never promoted or supported insurrection and rebellion. And after the flogging, the beating, the mockery, the rage was so fierce, all they could say is, "Crucify him, crucify him, we want him gone." Let's get to the meaning of this. You see, we have to shift our whole thinking here for a moment. God is not telling us this to make us cry for Jesus. God is telling us what our sin did to him, and that we should weep that our sins caused this. Look deeper at who's striking the blows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. God did that to his Son. It pleased him to bruise him. I see in this whole thing, dear listener, God using sinful men to strike down his own Son for me. Don't you see that pictured? He's wearing the crown of thorns. What produced thorns? Thorns were mentioned after the fall. Cursed is the ground for your sake, Adam. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat the herb of the field in the sweat of your face till you eat. You shall eat bread till you return to the ground. You're dying, Adam. And those thorns are the symbol of the curse that is on your head. And yet, what's happening here? Christ is wearing the thorns. He's become the curse for us. And what happens to those who are cursed? You ever thought about what judgment day will be like for those who have to give an account for their sins? What does the Bible say? Luke says, "On that day, those who knew their master's will but didn't do it shall be beaten with many stripes." The scourging is going to be awful, but it won't be enough. You know what is exposed on that day? The end of Revelation says a book is going to be opened and every lawless deed will be exposed. Think of all the sins you've ever done. We're masters at covering. God is going to project that in front of everyone to see exactly what Isaiah says. "Your nakedness shall be uncovered. Yes, your shame will be seen. I will take vengeance and I will not arbitrate with a man." Remember what Adam did in the garden? After he sinned, he went and tried to cover that nakedness and his sin and that shame. Hebrews says there's no creature hidden from his sight. All things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. All of your shame will be exposed on that day. That's what's coming for those who do not believe in Jesus Christ. Now, do you see what's happening here? This is the Christian's judgment day. He's been scourged. He's wearing the crown of curse of thorns. He is now openly shamed, ridiculed, exposed. Do you see what this is? Here is your head, if you're a Christian. Here is your Savior, who has become one of you. And what's he doing? He's been flogged. He's been scourged for your sin. You know all those sins you do and keep on doing? He is feeling the bone tear into his body, all of which outward displays the wrath of God falling on his soul. He's become a curse for you. And then the shame of it all, the mockery he's being exposed to, was for you. It's your shame. It's your nakedness. It's your sin that caused this. And Jesus is facing that shame. Isn't this the display of the gospel? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Hebrews says, "Consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls." The text wants us over and over to see this. When they say, "Crucify him, crucify him," Pilate says, "I find no fault in him. He didn't do anything. Why is he doing this?" He's doing this because for us to be forgiven, he had to take our place and endure the punishment, endure the cross, endure the shame, the flogging, and the wrath of God poured out on his body and soul, something we could never do. This is an amazing moment in the gospel, you know? And it begs the question, have we seen the seriousness of our sin? Have we seen what our sin has caused? Do we see how serious our sin has offended the majesty and the holiness of this God? So much so that for anyone to be saved, he had to put his begotten, only begotten Son through this. Scourged and whipped and bruised and flogged, and the wrath of God poured out on him and shamed in public, so that if anyone is to be forgiven, they must come in repentance and faith and believe in him. This is judgment day for those who believe. Jesus Christ endured it so that all who believe and trust him and have faith in his precious blood will never have to endure this awful day. Those who don't, a horrid day of judgment's coming. The call: believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in the day of mercy, and you will be saved. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we do give you a sincere invite to join us for worship 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. We preach Christ and him crucified. We preach him in the demonstration of the Spirit and power so that sinners are pulled out of the darkness of being in their sin and saved from the wrath to come. Join us for this message of hope and gospel and grace and glory. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.